Good morning, boys and girls. Did you ever know that you're my zero? You are the wind above my wings. Sorry, energy's at an all-time low because Jason Dick, true to form, goes on vacation and is immediately sick upon return. Thus, Nick, Emily.
Here I am.
She's young. Who cares? Life sucks. No, we're going to have some fun. We're going to still persevere on because good news. We have ACL weekend one-day passes, your choice, plus Honda hospitality tent passes, courtesy of Central Texas Honda. So look forward to that later on in the show. But first, contractually obligated to do news.
We misinterpret the news.
Morning Next headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to.
Oh, I forgot headlines.
Brought to you by Jason's sickness-filled pants. And
ew.
I know
that's kind of
let's see, yesterday about this time we told you about how this is Lil Nas X's world and everybody's just living in it. Well, I guess the same can be applied maybe to Machine Gun Kelly. Let's see, Machine Gun Kelly most recently made headlines
MGK
at
by the way. For some of you,
are you an MGK guy?
Yes.
Okay. Good for you. That's enough of that. he has beef with lots of people. We talked previously about the MTV Music Video Awards where he got into it with Conor McGregor. And I'm going to tell you, now he's making trouble with a guy that I would want to make less trouble with than Conor McGregor. And that's the guys of Slipknot. I really hope this is a censored version. But, let's see, Slipknot's Corey Taylor was taking shots at MGK earlier this year. And some random article somewhere said, I hate all new rock for the most part. I hate the artist who failed in one genre and decided to go rock. I think he knows who he is.
Oh,
which that is like a direct
shot.
At the MGK.
Yeah.
Who was at Riot Fest this weekend? Wonder who got Jason sick, huh? And
MGK's fault.
He had this to say during one of his sets.
Hey, you want to know what I'm really happy that I'm not doing? Being 50 years old, wearing a f***ing weird mask on a f***ing stage. So anyway, what's everyone's favorite candy? Reese's Pieces?
Wait. The problem that I have with that is not the fact that he was calling out somebody for wearing a mask. A 50-year-old for wearing a mask. It was the fact that he said Reese's Pieces.
Are you not a Reese's Pieces person?
Instead of Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
He said Reese's Pieces.
I mean,
that's not a good... That's the problem.
I'm not a Reese's guy, no matter how you pronounce it.
Love Reese's.
I know, it's
an
unpopular take.
Reese's Pieces.
First of all, three things, I guess, MGK. One, if you're going to throw shade at somebody at Riot Fest, you can't stutter, okay?
You got to be confident.
Go into it and get it done. Second of all, I looked it up, and Corey Taylor of Slipknot is 47 years old, so not 50 yet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Machine Gun Kelly, 31, so no spring chicken. Hey, he's from Houston, your neck of the woods. How about that?
I don't claim him.
Not in this sense.
On Slipknot's side.
And third, you don't want to mess with the 50-year-old who's wearing a mask on stage. That guy is insane. What are you thinking?
What?
Like, don't mess with the guys who are going up on stage, Slipknot. You're just talking crap about, if they're willing to put on a mask and do all that in that heat and that sweat and persevere, don't mess with that guy.
He just really doesn't want to die.
Don't mess with that guy, especially when you have Megyn Kelly. You got Megyn Kelly.
You
don't
know what
screw
the solution
up.
Is? The solution is to fight like Jake Paul. Fight in a ring.
You want a Slipknot MGK fight?
Yes.
I mean, I'm honestly surprised that it hasn't happened, okay? You have no idea how real that is. That's the world we live in these days.
Morning X Sports. Ah!
We misinterpret the sports. Nope, that's not what we do here. Just go. Let's see. Emily told me with the most pride I've seen in her eyes that she watched some football last night.
I did.
You were ready for some football?
I was ready for some buffalo wings.
Oh, I see what happened.
Do you?
Yeah. You know what you are.
Slut!
For buffalo sauce.
My friend bribed me into coming over tonight last night because he made homemade buffalo wings. They were great.
Yeah?
Nice job, Dylan.
Good. How much of the exciting football action did you partake in? Do you know who
I saw Cheeseheads. Yeah, it was Green Bay and...
Okay. The Detroit Lions. They're a bitter rival.
No, I'm a Green Bay fan.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, you know. I'm a fan.
Oh, you rep it. Which is why you know that it was a huge night for Wisconsin hero running back Aaron Jones, right?
Yep. He did a great job until...
Until?
He got sad.
Okay, thanks, right? Emily. He did great and was not sad because he scored 4 touchdowns. You know who's sad? This guy right here in front of you. Because I have 4 fantasy football leagues, and I know, don't talk about fantasy football, but this is my pain and suffering. The listeners will enjoy that. I had 4 fantasy football teams. 2 of them, I still had a shot at winning this week. Except in one, I was going against Aaron Rodgers. The other, I was going against Aaron Jones. And they combined for 3 receiving touchdowns, 4 overall for each of them. And I lose. Oof. Mythical Beast reverse 0-4. Fantasy football is great. Football.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones... was after the post game was talking about how Emily, here, if your parent died, where would you put their ashes?
At a
funeral home, a place to store ashes.
Yeah.
Would you wear them around your neck on a football field? Because that's what our man Aaron Jones did with his father's ashes. His dad sadly passed away from COVID. Get vaccinated.
And so this
was the first home game without his dad being there. And afterwards, they talked to him, and he said this.
I actually have a chain with a football, and his ashes are in it. I scored, and it fell off in the end zone. So I'll go look for it, but I know he's happy. He'd be happy. He was like, if you lose it anywhere, lose it in the end zone.
Aw.
So, yeah.
Okay, so he wasn't taking it too hard. That's good.
Which I would say, if you lose your dad's ashes in the end zone, what are you doing talking to reporters, my man?
You haven't found it?
I have it. The grounds crew was looking for it, though. So.
Oh, we gotta go get
that. We'll find it.
I hope they do.
Yeah, maybe, come up with a different game plan. Or, a harder class.
Yes.
Or, tuck it into your shirt.
Don't just do it on a chain, my man.
Yeah. How morbid is that? You don't even know you're just tackling this dude whose father's ashes
in the end zone.
Him.
They chalk the lines on the field. There's something about his dad's ashes being in the chalk, and you go anyway. Hope you find it, Aaron Jones. R.I.P. to your dad. R.I.P. to my fantasy football season. I promise you guys we had cheating Patriots thing. Here, let's just do the Gronk thing right now. Well, he was on Peyton Manning and the Manning Bros simulcast Monday Night Football. They do it on ESPN2, and they just have guests on and say the darndest things.
He goes, Rob, I have a serious question. Do you ever watch film? And I said, no, I don't. I just run by guys. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. So I don't know how to answer that, Eli. I don't watch film, but I do watch film when the team is showing it.
So he doesn't watch film. Doesn't do his homework. That's great. How do you get by, Gronk? What do you do?
And I actually do go up to Tom because I know Tom watches 40 hours of film a week. I go, Tom, who's covering me this week? What type of coverages are they doing? I go, that's why I love playing with you, Gronk. You just know everything.
Where is Gronk from?
I think he's from your neck of the wood. Like Wisconsin.
That's what
areas.
I was thinking. I heard
Colorado.
I heard the accent.
That's
underneath.
Just a Gronk accent. That is the Mummy regional.
No, I think that's a Wisconsin thing. Also, I'm not. Anyways,
what?
I'm not from Wisconsin.
You're from Wisconsin. My mom is from Wisconsin.
Sorry.
That means you're from Wisconsin.
I'm halfway a Yankee. I'm halfway a Texan. I don't know what to tell you.
What? Well,
I get the best of both worlds. Yeah. Imagine barbecue and cheese.
There you go.
That's the best.
I tell you what, Gronk, when you're not watching all that film, it gives you more time for reading, right?
I mean, I haven't read a book since 9th grade when they made me, you don't raise your hand, but they call on you, a mocking to remember or whatever. Mockingbird to remember?
Right.
Yeah.
He went to the University of Arizona, folks, by the way. Let me hold on. I'll hold on to that to make sure.
Number one party school in the nation. At least we're number one at something.
I tell you what, you don't need to study if you want to beat Emily at Are You Smarter Than Emily. We've got your shot at a $20 Pluckers gift card.
835-1015.
It means cool transition. 835-1015. If you want to play Are You Smarter Than Emily for a Pluckers gift card, I almost had the song in, Emily. Almost had it in.
Not only am I smarter than you,
I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid. Thanks to the wonderful people at Pluckers, we have a $20 gift card for you to try out. I recommend you try it on their new wieners, their hot dogs.
Or buffalo wings.
You can just get buffalo wings. That's what Emily likes. And speaking of which, Emily is here to do Smarter Than because Jason Dick is out sick. So, Emily, get out of the hallway. I don't need you. Go. Enjoy the hallway.
Let me do a radio show!
Because we got my man Ross on the line. Ross.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. We're going to let you pick one of the three trivia categories. You're going to answer three questions from said category. And when you defeat Emily, if you are so lucky, you will win that gift card. Your choices today are geographic seconds, second place geography stuff, famous scientists, or what college football team is that?
Let's do famous scientists.
All right. Good, because Emily is just a powerhouse of college football knowledge, so you don't want to even mess with that. Number one, famous scientists. In addition to his three laws of physics, Sir Isaac Newton also invented what branch of math? Newton invented what branch of math? I'll give you a hint. He wasn't the only one. There's also a German guy named Leibniz. They developed it simultaneously.
Not sure on this one, and I won't waste y'all's time. Let's just try geometry.
Oh, it's calculus.
Oh, my gosh.
How does he teach those kids calculus? Number two, what job did Albert Einstein famously hold while developing his theory of relativity? What did Einstein do? He was just a simple blank. Worked in a blank office. He was a blank clerk.
Post office.
Oh, good job. Patent clerk. And finally, Stephen Hawking's speciality was studying what astrological phenomenon? Actually, it's probably astronomical, not logical. Astronomical phenomenon. What did Stephen Hawking study?
Black holes.
There you go. Hold on, Ross. We'll get Emily back in here. Tell you what, who knows what's going to happen?
What?
Ross chose famous scientists, and he only got one correct. So it's right in front of you to ruin his hopes and dreams.
You know, I'm gonna go in positive with this. Even though I've said a million times how terrible I am at science and math, I'm not a STEM person. I'm really all for STEM women.
Yes.
I am not a STEM woman.
Be a STEM woman.
Don't count me as a STEM woman. Do not look at me as an example. I am a poor, poor example.
Well, that's why we're doing this, Emily. We're going to make you into a STEM woman with some famous scientists. Also blame Jason, because I ran out of Emily trivia, and this is Jason trivia.
Oh, great.
In addition to his three laws of physics, Sir Isaac Newton also invented what branch of math? And then I gave Ross a bunch of extra hints saying that it was also developed by a German man named Leibniz. They developed it simultaneously. But Isaac Newton gave us what math?
What math?
What branch of mathematics?
Branch of math.
Yeah.
Branch of math? I'm going to say probably we're going to go with that.
Okay, do it. Fire it off.
I don't know.
One.
Division. I don't know. Why would I know this?
Calculus.
I never even took calculus.
Really?
No, I never had to take calculus.
I took AP calculus. I failed it, but I took it.
I did not take any calculus ever in my entire existence.
What job did Albert Einstein hold while developing his theory of relativity? He worked in a blank office. He was a blank clerk. What job did he hold? Fill in the blank.
A blank office as a blank clerk.
Mm-hmm.
He was a
keyword looking
blank office blank
Albert Einstein.
Clerk.
He was sitting there just thinking of stuff instead of doing his job at what?
A bank?
Good guess. Patent clerk. He worked at a patent office.
What?
Yeah.
Is that common knowledge?
Yes. Well, if you're in the STEM world, I guess.
I guess.
All right, last chance to ruin Ross's dreams of some Plucker's wings. Steal all that buffalo sauce for yourself.
I know, I'm trying to do it for the buffalo
Stephen
sauce.
Stephen Hawking's specialty was studying what astronomical phenomenon?
Black holes?
There it is. Good job. Let's see. That means we need to do a tiebreaker.
I know that because Stephen Hawking was alive when I was alive.
Ah, is that the key?
Briefly.
The
key? Very right. Briefly, actually.
Here's how we're going to do this. We have a quantifiable tiebreaker. Ross, you can just say yours. Emily, you can write yours down.
Okay.
And let's see the question. These are both good. Here we go. Thing. Einstein was how old when he published his theory of relativity? How old was Albert Einstein? I don't have the music ready, so I did find this.
Did she jerk it?
I don't know if that's to do with anything. Albert Einstein, how old? When he published his theory of relativity, they called it his year of miracles because he revolutionized science. He was how old? You ready?
Yes.
All right, Ross, give me an age.
46.
All right.
46. Okay.
Emily.
I said 35 because I don't believe he lived too long, right?
He lived quite long.
Oh, well.
He famously had white hair and everything, but
no,
he was 26 years old.
Ah!
26 when he changed everything. So, Ross, sorry, buddy. We do have a consolation prize for you. Hold on. Congratulations, Emily. You did it.
Wow. Science. Yeah. No. I'm a STEM girl, guys.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.